Thank you, Alan. The last news slot for this part of Chatterbox focuses a little on business, which we hope you will not find too dull. Aviva may not be so Norwich-based as it used to be, but it still forms a vibrant part of the city and seems to be set for future growth. It's also the season for awards for apprenticeships, while Norwich City Council has decided to write off various long-standing debts, no doubt to the detriment of our council tax bills. We'll start with the Aviva news. Becoming a simpler, stronger group will allow Aviva to return a £500 million payment to its shareholders this year, according to the company's chief executive. After shaving away less profitable markets to strengthen its core business, the Norwich-based insurer's senior team sounded upbeat as they presented the company's full-year results. Following a 2% rise in the operating profit to £3.06 billion in 2017, driven by a strong performance in the UK, the group is set to deploy £2 billion from its growing cash reserves in 2018 and a further £1 billion in 2019. Up to £600 million has been put aside for acquisitions, and more than £500 million will go in capital returns to shareholders, while £900 million has been allocated for debt reduction. Following a programme of selling overseas subsidiaries, which most recently saw Aviva exit the Spanish market, the businesses and markets left in its portfolio are now the strongest, with six of its eight major markets delivering double-digit profit growth in 2017. Aviva employs 5,000 people in Norwich.
Two members of staff who have undertaken apprenticeships at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital are celebrating wins at the City College Norwich Apprentice Awards 2018. Tara Box, NNUH Nursing Assistant on the Acute Medical Unit, was named Health Apprentice of the Year, and Jamil Ahmed, NNUH Receptionist in Gastroenterology, was named as Business Apprentice of the Year. The awards, which were held on the 5th of March at the International Aviation Academy, celebrate the achievements of individuals who have undergone apprenticeships in conjunction with the City College, Norwich.
Debts of more than £400,000 owed to Norwich City Council look set to be written off, including one dating back nearly 20 years. Norwich City Council's Cabinet is likely to agree to write off £266,000 in unpaid business rates and £147,000 dating back to the 1990s. The Labour-controlled Cabinet is due to write off £220,000 in business rates owed by a company called Project Zeus, which ran the bars Mercy, Flaunt and Rocco's restaurant on Prince of Wales Road and went into liquidation on December 2016. They will also be asked to write off another debt of more than £147,000 deemed to be irrecoverable, which City Hall claimed Norfolk County Council owes it from work done between 1996 and 1998. A report which will come before councillors states that there was a shortfall in payment by the County Council for work the City Council did as part of the Highways Agency Agreement. That agreement, in place since 1974, sees the City Council paid by the county for various highways and traffic work. But the report states the shortfall in payment by the County Council was not addressed at the time and, when approached again on the matter more recently, has resisted payment.
A flag was raised in Norwich in a ceremony to celebrate the future of the Commonwealth. John Ward, the chairman of Norfolk County Council, led the annual Commonwealth flag-raising ceremony at County Hall in Martineau Lane, as 53 member states around the world marked Commonwealth Day. This year's theme, Towards a Common Future, explores how the Commonwealth can address global challenges and create a better future for its citizens. And with the chairman's theme this year of youth development and volunteering, Mr. Ward said it was heartening to know that thousands of young people around the world will be committing themselves to the values of the Commonwealth. Mr. Ward said Britain and her allies could not have prevailed without these brave men and women. We owe our friends in the Commonwealth an enormous debt of gratitude. They fought together, they fell together, and together they defended the freedoms we enjoy today.
Residents of Duke's Palace Wharf applauded as a proposal to build student accommodation in a City Riverside car park was turned down. The proposed building was to have housed 152 students on 9 floors in what is currently Premier Travel Inn's car park on Duke Street. 14 people spoke in opposition to the application at Norwich City Council's Planning Committee meeting at City Hall. A major point of concern for the councillors was the building's proximity to Jane Austen College. The committee heard that the school and sixth form would suffer from a loss of light and, with student bedrooms facing the college, be exposed to safeguarding risks. The majority of speakers agreed that being in the city centre meant the site must be developed, but not on the scale proposed. There were also concerns about the impact on river wildlife, including swans, bats and a pair of otters. Councillors voted unanimously against the proposal on the grounds that it would not ensure satisfactory living and working conditions and would not deliver high-quality design.
Well, we've reached the end of part one, so Paddy and I will say goodbye for this week and hope that you enjoy part two and after that the recording of the Norwich Citizen.